Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, everything we do here is all about small business owners, from the people sitting at from the lady sitting at her kitchen table scratching out her home-based business idea on the table to the person who's running a 100-employee company, and anywhere in between. That's what we do here. Is we talk about things that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and sometimes those things involve public policy. Sometimes they involve things like taxes. And that's the reason why sometimes we talk about those things. And I'm very excited to have a new friend, somebody who has not been with us before, but we hope to have him back in the future. His name is Douglas Holtz Aiken, Dr. Douglas Holtz Aiken. Many of you will remember him as a former Congressional Budget Office director. Also, you may remember that he was the director of economic policy for the McCain-Palin campaign, for Senator McCain's campaign for president a year ago. He's currently the president of the American Action Forum, and he's writing a lot these days and talking a lot these days about important things with regard to public policy and small business. Douglas Holtz Aiken, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me on, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Good to have you on the show. One of the things that I've been pointing out for some time now, actually long before this current administration, for actually 12 plus years, I've been saying on the show, Doug, that we need to have no estate tax. I believe the estate tax in any form, fashion is wrong, and now we've got a crazy scenario happening. Tell the audience about it.
Well, what happens is that we have no estate tax this year. The laws we passed in 2001, 2003 eliminated the estate tax in 2010. Unfortunately, those laws expire December 31st, and if nothing is done, we will go back to the laws that existed in 2000. And that would be an estate tax that only has $1 million exemption and a top effective rate of 60%, the highest estate tax ever been in the U.S.
Small businesses, family, small family-owned farms, so many small businesses, Douglas, the mom and pop started the business 40 years ago. They bought some real estate around the business, and now maybe the business is not worth so much, but the real estate could be worth millions. And they paid for all that. They paid taxes on all those earnings all those years. Now their family might have to sell the business or the farm to pay the taxes if somehow they died after this year.
That's one scenario, and one we've seen tragically many times in the United States. There are others as well. I mean, some people look at this situation and say, geez, you know what I'll do? I'll buy some life insurance. I'll get a life policy, and then I won't have to worry about losing the business. But every year you're plowing money into an insurance policy,
right,
instead of hiring some people you'd like, expanding a little bit, building a new kind of process to make your manufactured product, whatever it might be.
Right.
Every time you're plowing money into that policy, you're not putting in the business, and you're not creating the wealth and the jobs that we need.
Which is why the estate tax is a jobs killer, isn't it?
Yes. I think one of the things that is most important to, in my case, make sure the client understands is that when they choose to put the estate tax at 60%, or some people propose 65%, that's not something you do without cost. It has a big impact on the jobs in America. My estimate is it would hurt about 1.5 million jobs in small and small business.
Wow. So you believe that if the estate tax...
We need this. we need those jobs.
You believe that if the estate tax goes back up, extended, the current law is not, circumstances are not extended, and if it goes back up to where it was, you think we could lose an additional 1.5 million jobs?
Absolutely. And it won't happen in a month. It'll take some time, but it's a negative drag on an economy that's got enough problems. I mean, we have to get serious about growth in this economy. Growth means an environment where can open its doors, expand a little bit, maybe hire some outside help so, the family doesn't have to do it all themselves. That's been the route to creating jobs. That's been the route to providing greater prosperity in the future. And we've taken our eye off that. We have too much in the way of government, quote, stimulus and things like that.
Right.
Not work. So this is part of the battle, but it's an important battle in and of itself.
You know, I've been, for a long time now, I've been pointing out to people that the estate tax was created to help pay for the Spanish-American War over 100 years ago. And Douglas, my understanding is that that war is over. We won. And so why is that tax?
I think I read that somewhere.
Why is that tax still on? I mean, there's no justification for this now. Why are we still paying this tax?
This is one of the hobby horses of the left. They like to pretend the estate tax is this benign instrument of social justice. You know, the folks are dead. Let's just take that money with the government's in their view, and we'll hand it out to people who, quote, deserve it better. And that's a very misleading view of what goes on with the estate tax. And all the research in the past 15 years has really made it obvious that that's wrong on the face of it. It's a tax that has detrimental impact on growth. It's a tax that hurts capital accumulation, job creation, and perversely enough, when you impose an estate tax, it's not the rich person who really pays. It's the person who doesn't get hired. It's the person whose wages are lower as a result. Poor people, and in the end, they're hurting poor people. So,
what should they do, Douglas? What should be done?
We should extend where we are. That's the simplest.
Why don't we just repeal it? Why don't we just repeal it, Doug?
Yeah, well, that would be where we are right now. So I agree with that.
So you said extend. Obviously, you know, there are two things. One,
extending at zero is repeal, in my view. That's
okay, all right. But I want to put this to bed. I want to get this off the table. I want it to go away. I want the estate tax to have to deal with its own estate tax. That's what I want it to do. I want it to be dead.
I think that's right, and it's part of a large effort where we have to change the way we raise our taxes. I mean, you know, taxes are the price of civilization. We understand that. But we should put taxes on what people take, not what they contribute. And the estate tax is a measure of the contribution of a family business to our economy. It's the people
and the value
they've created.
Does either side of the aisle have the courage to get rid of this thing?
Well, I think there are folks on both sides out, quite frankly. The estate tax isn't really a partisan issue. There are lots of from places like Montana and Arkansas, who have seen this in action, understand what it does to cattle ranchers, understand what it does to folks who've got a family farm. And we've heard talk of a quote compromise that puts the rate at something like 35%.
I think it needs to go away. Doug, I got to run quickly for this segment. Give us your website, please. What's your website?
It is www.AmericanActionForum.org.
AmericanActionForum.org. Douglas Holtz Aiken. And I will be right back. I've got some other questions for him after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.